Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't.
Hi, 大家好，欢迎回到开言英语，带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你，我是 Jenny.
And it's me, guy, Spencer.
那今天呢，我们要说说最近在热播的一个电视剧。
我的前半生，
这个英语 它的翻译是
It's like the first half of my life.
The first half of my life.
Yeah.
这个戏因为在国内就是收视率特别高嘛，然后它是 It's a contemporary 现代的一个你们电视剧可以说就是 drama series?
Yeah, 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 drama. This is definitely a drama.
A drama, 对，一个电视剧，所以也引起很多人的共鸣啊、反响啊、吐槽也好。那我们今天就跟大家聊聊啊，这个美国人看我的前半生有什么观后感。那今天大家在我们的推送里面呢，当然就可以看到我和 Spencer 讲的很多精华的这个文字，所以对于学英语也是很好的一个辅助。大家可以到我们的公众号开言英语，然后回复前半生。 OK, so Spencer, 前面我们说这是一个现代的一个 TV drama.
Yeah, so like a contemporary or a modern drama.
然后这个戏我前面说热播嘛，它的收视率很高，英语里面收视率可以说
That's viewer ratings.
Ratings,
yeah,
对吧、
yeah.
然后一个热门剧热播剧英语是不是也可以说 it's a hit?
Yeah, you can say it's a hit or, yeah, something that's super popular, obviously.
Super popular,
yeah.
然后这个戏里面就是他讲到的女主角啊，女主角用英语怎么说？
What's like the lead female role?
Leading female role or the female lead,、
yeah.
对吧？
Yeah, female lead, I guess that works too.
女主角就马伊琍演的嘛，那个子君，她以前就是一个就什么都不用担心的一个富太太。
Yeah, just like a housewife.
Housewife, 而且还是 rich housewife.
Okay, a rich housewife. Oh, right, the best kind of housewife, right?
但是
什么都不要担心，对吧？
对对对，但后来她就突然那个她先生向她提出离婚嘛，提出离婚可以说。
Basically, he said he wants a divorce. He's asking for a divorce.
Asking for a divorce.
Maybe even demanding a divorce.
对 ，asking for something 是比较客气的。
Yeah, exactly.
然后通常离婚就比较不那么客气，所以
Yeah, it's true. I mean, yeah, because really, you're not really. Do you mind if we divorce? Can we divorce? It's not really a question. It's more like I need a divorce. It's more like a demand.
Demand 就是要
Yeah,
需要一个需求、
sure.
对不对？
对。
然后就是这个 female lead 女主角的人生就是 kind of turned upside down、天翻地覆的变化
yes, yeah, so her whole world has just been turned upside down
whole world turned upside down
so she's like so devastated
her initial reaction 就是她最开始就是特别、就觉得世界塌下来我怎么办
崩溃了对吧
崩溃对对对devastated 但是这个戏的后来就是就是说他最后怎么又自立啊找到自己啊、然后又重新收获新的爱情、这种找到自己英文你可以说
It's kind of like how Stella got her groove back You remember that movie?
我没有看过、
it's an old movie, okay
How Stella got her groove back
Yeah, it was about like a girl, a woman who was like in her 40s I think she had probably gone through a divorce too And then、she refound herself through a little 小鲜肉 through a hot young stud so she got her groove back
to get your groove back 这个很好、这个、
yeah kind of like get your life back you get back on track you realize that you know you don't have to live your life through other people and that you can do more for yourself
对对对就这个意思、所以 you get your groove back
yeah
groove 就是一种韵律一种节奏
yeah, 对
对就是说你找到自己生活的主旋律嘛这样、对不对
exactly
你前面说那个小鲜肉你说什么 young stud
yeah hot young stud
但在这个我们这个我的前半生里面 she didn't find her groove back through a young stud
which is probably best she found it through herself
对是通过自己啊然后还有就是她有个闺蜜嘛
Oh, like her best girlfriend, her best friend.
Bestie.
Yeah, bestie.
BFF. BFF, 然后还有这个闺蜜的男朋友。她好像后来跟的男朋友。
So like they're all, now they're all best friends.
对，反正就是那个里面也靳东演，他也不是鲜肉，他就是一个比较成熟 mature，然后就是 you know like well rounded guy，
well rounded sweet guy。
这里面我也不觉得他那么 sweet， 反正
OK
就很 charming， 很,
okay,
很有成熟男人的魅力。
charming 不 sweet 吗？
然后其实你平时你也挺爱看中国电视剧的是吧？
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of TV, but like when I do, I like to put on some Chinese stuff for my you know, because it helps me with my Chinese, I think.
因为你看了一点这个我的前半生，我觉得这个戏里面 because it's set in Shanghai, it was filmed in Shanghai.
Oh, really? Okay.
对，就是说一个东西在哪里拍摄啊，这个背景设在什么地方，你可以说 it's set 在哪里。
Yeah, exactly. It takes place in...
对、
yeah.
然后就是这种很 you know, modern, contemporary...大城市 metropolitan life?
Metropolitan life, you could, urban life.
Urban, 对城市生活 urban life. 然后我自己其实是有追这个戏嘛，但我每次看的时候我就有的时候觉得它不太现实。
Oh, really? It's not too realistic?
Yeah.
How is it not too realistic?
你就看着里面所有人生活都是很 glamorous,、
okay.
特别华丽的。
Yeah.
Even after the female lead, 那个子俊、她老公让她离婚什么就是说哦、他要去住一个好像破的房子，但这个破的房子里面还是搞得很 stylish、mm-hmm. 很
yeah, I will say that、I mean, I haven't, you know, there's a lot of Chinese TV shows out there、so there's plenty that I haven't seen. But yeah, I think a lot of the dramas aren't too 现实 A lot of them, because a lot of, most of the people in China don't have those 生活条件 like those living conditions, to be honest.
对然后就是当然现在因为每部戏有很多的那种
老百姓的生活不是那么高端啊。
我就想说里面所有的人都是开宝马的因为宝马有赞助嘛、
right.
有那个品牌植入这个英文可以说。
Well, like, kind of like to be, like, they have a, like, product placement in the show.
对对对 product placement.、
Yeah.
所以里面人那个开宝马然后穿那个衣服 so they wear super glamorous expensive like designer labels、
mm-hmm.
designer labels 就是大牌设计师的衣服、
mm-hmm.
包包啊鞋子、
mm-hmm.
就现在我们有一个说法嘛就这种女明星、mm-hmm. 像杨幂你知道吗
No、
啊、你不知道杨幂
Sorry
大秘密
No sorry
就是我们把这些像杨幂这样的明星或者像这个我的前半生看他们穿的衣服叫带货女王
OK 带货女王 So it's kind of like she's like somebody who will like wear something on TV and then all the people that want to wear it will want to wear it after they see her wearing it she'll sport certain brands and then
对对对
people will just want those brands because she has it
对 and these things like just sell offLike hotcakes.
Yeah, like hotcakes.
对，就是这种带货女王嘛。反正但是就这是电视啊，这是entertainment， 所以也不、
yeah.
当然不是 100% realistic 啊。在美国，我觉得就是现在电视里的很多美剧，它就不是那么 glamorizing。我前面说的叫 very glamorous 很华丽的是一个形容词、但你也可以把这个词变成动词就是说 it's glamorizing
Right, to make something glamorous
对不是把生活这么的华丽化、因为我觉得可能八九十年代或者说2000年初的美剧、像 Sex and the City 那个性感都市什么、那里面是很 glamorizing 的、里面这四个女的在纽约、然后那时候也有很多的美国观众吐槽就是说、哦这四个人也不好好工作、对吧、然后就每天就穿那种名牌的衣服
yeah every day just go drink coffee and
drink cosmopolitan
yeah,
然后 buy new shoes
and talk about some guy who's you know notLaying them right.
对，就是 glamorizing, 就 very, you know, glamorizing real life,
yeah,
which
yeah,
is often、
true.
not, as glamorous.
You know, I actually worked the movie premiere party for Sex and the City 2.
Oh, 是吗？你在 bartending?
Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah, I got to meet all of them. It was kind of cool.
Oh, 对。但是 you know it's fun to watch and I think part of the reason that this drama the first half of my life、我的前半生这么、受欢迎就是它里面还是有很多的情节、就 这个情节本身是大家挺有共鸣的、
yeah.
情节英语可以说
like a plot
plot 对、yeah. 就有共鸣就是 like it speaks to、
yeah.Yeah, it speaks to people. Something, it's relatable.
Relatable, 没错
yeah. yeah, so even if, like, even if their actual life and, like, maybe, like, the money they have and that kind of stuff isn't relatable, the relations between people、can be quite relatable, I think.
对，比如就前面说女主角她、她丈夫、demanding a divorce、
mm-hmm.
是因为、he had an affair, 就有外遇嘛、
mm-hmm.
然后中文我们说小三然后英语其实就是说
the mistress
mistress 对吧、mm-hmm. 就第三者然后他又跟那个 女生结婚这样、mm-hmm. 可能就是 like any relationship marriage in particular、mm-hmm. 就是has its ups and downs、
yeah.
maybe there's you know
跟过山车一样嘛
对就是有cheating、不忠啊什么、mm-hmm. 或者本身夫妻间也有、going through、a tough time
yeah,
or
a rough patch,
mm-hmm. 对对对 going through a rough patch 就婚姻受到考验受到挑战对吧、
mm-hmm.
然后就怎么又要带孩子啊又要在这个 very competitive 很竞争激烈的社会里面、
yeah. I mean I really
当有 feet
I think you know 现在生活真的很复杂
压力很大
Yeah, 压力真的很大
Stressful
Yeah, it's stressful and complicating
Complicated 就是很复杂对吧
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
所以最后看这个戏 The fact that she is able to find her groove back Stand on her own feet
You go girl
You go girl 给女生加油可以这样
是啊对
是 stand on your own feet 就是自己自立了嘛完全找到自己 对,
对自主自立的对吧
对对对、
yeah. You can help yourself
没错、yeah. 所以就这个整个的大家还觉得 It's you know overall 的 message、
mm.
它总的这个信息还是比较 inspiring 鼓舞人的、
mm. That's right, yeah, it's very inspiring to people kind of gives you something to, you know it could kind of encourage people a bit, I think
可以鼓励人
Yeah, exactly
好今天我们跟大家聊了一聊我的前半生、用英语说了里面一些情节、也听了一下 Spencer 就看这戏的一些看法想法、那不知道你有没有追这个剧英文追剧可以怎么说
Oh, it's kind of like follow a show、
to follow a show
You can even just say watch a show, really、If you watch a show, it kind of implies that you know, 你是经常看的 like you watch it a lot.
Okay, so to watch or to follow 都可以的。你有没有在 follow 这个戏呢大家都可以到我们的留言板块跟我们分享啊然后还有什么中国的电视剧最近你在看有什么美剧最近你在看的大家也可以到留言里面和我们分享。好那今天我们的节目就到这儿。那么如果你想学习更多非常实用而且时下用得到的英语用得到的话题呢大家可以看一下那我们开言英语的会员课程就是为你准备的因为我们有六个级别主题各异的实用英语生活课程不管在日常生活工作海外旅游留学移民的时候我觉得都可以帮到大家吧
That's right guys
而且这些课程呢我们是每天更新都有像 Spencer, Adam 然后 Tara Connor 这样的外国主播
The whole gang
对给你精心的讲解那如果你好奇我们的这个会员课程是什么样的一个学习体验大家可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单先来免费试用一下之后我们公众号呢也有最优惠的一个购买链接学习一年只要629 OK, thanks for listening and we'll see you next time再见
Bye guys